been doing things your way for a long time. What is it like to try to do something Mike's way so that you don't have to change things up?
Mike's way works. I mean, there's, you know, many ways to skin a cat. Different philosophy. I'm not here to invent the wheel at all. For a short period of time that Mike's going to be out, Coach Fitton and I, we're going to be shoulder pad, side by side, and we'll continue to build on what he has.
Is special teams essentially special teams, or how did you learn, I guess, how to teach what he's been teaching and what to
do? That's a topic for, you know, that's a whole new press conference, but in a nutshell, it happened when I was coaching in college, and my college coach went to some NFL camps, and he said that special teams coaches are in there just to get their foot in the door. Really want to be the defense back coach. They don't want to be special teams coach. He said, you master special teams, you can be in this thing for a long time. And he was right. So, it's hard to find good special teams coaches, especially back then when I got into the league in 86. I was in the USFL for 3 years, so that was great training for the NFL. And nowadays, everybody does a good job. No doubt.
When did that perception change of special teams coaches? Started calling them coordinators, and then Harbaugh gets a job.
You look at the history of the special teams, you know, Dick Vermeer, there's a handful of guys, you know, Frank Gantz, Marv Levy, guys that, and those guys, they kicked ass, kicked butt, you know what I mean? I mean, they kicked butt. So other people learned that, you know. Pittsburgh was getting their butt kicked on special teams for a long time. And the research shows that they practice special teams on Saturday for an hour. That was it. And go play Sunday. When the other teams were spending more time with the back of the day, and now, I mean, Mike got great time here. All right? And, you know, as us as special teams coaches, we always pick each other's brain. How much time do you get? How much time do you get? How much time do you get? And there's a lot more emphasis on it now than it was back then.
How much is time does this compare to what you're used to?
It's comparable, probably a little bit more, you know. You know, the new CB, I had a hard time doing walkthroughs, you know. I always thought we had to go in there and bang heads all the time. And you don't have to do that, you know. You don't have to be competitive and combative all the time. You got to teach. When you take some of these college kids that have been stars, they never caught a kickoff, you know. They never get a turn running, blocking a kickoff return. This is all new to them. It's hard. You got to teach. And that's what walkthroughs are for. Teach. And Mike does a great job. Great job.
So this was your way of basically telling the league you're not done yet. You want to keep coaching.
Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily telling the league. Yeah. Probably telling the coaches. I'll be back either in the NFL or in college. I'm opposed to going to college, especially if it's home to Houston. It's the right college, but hopefully I'll be back. I'll be back with a vengeance, I guarantee you that.
What have been your contact with Zimmer or whoever reached out to you before they actually did list them?
Good question. You know, they come from within the building, and I know Mike. I don't say I know Mike, but we were at the senior ball, and he was walking down the street, and I was walking down the street. Hey, Mike. Hey, Joe. How you doing? So we kind of know each other, but we don't really know each other. You know, his special teams coach at Cincinnati, you know, he knows because we played in the playoff games. We had some pretty good games. They were on the meetings. You know, when you do well, your reputation speaks for itself. When you don't do well, you get fired. That's the way it is. But I'm thankful. I'm really thankful for this opportunity. You know, I've come to closure, you know, with not going to camp, really coming to closure the next day and not going to work. I mean, you're going to work for so long, and all of a sudden you're not going to work. It's a heart-wrenching feeling. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to coach my butt off, just extend to Coach Priest and Coach Fick have started here. I'm going to pinch it. That's all I'm going to do is pinch you up. Mike will be back. And let me tell you something, we got great talent here on special teams. Great talent. I got to tell you, we got the best kickoff returner, the best punter in the league. We got good snapper, as good as anybody in the league. My punter is up and coming. No doubt he was the best one coming out. He's going to get better every year. and you got a great punt returner that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted this guy. Are you kidding me? He's a great punt returner. And your core guys, they're good. This is a good group as I've been around. And I've been around some good groups in Tampa and New Orleans, and this is as good a group as there is in the league. There's no reason why they shouldn't kick off and kick ass.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks.